Welcome to the BBC.
Bring me your balls. I feel like it was like a bad one night stand.
No, we're like, I'm gonna take on the world.
Lovely Las Vegas where you can bring a hooker to your room but you can't bleach an asshole.
Sometimes I bring in cats.
Working for Luba is like working for Hitler with tits.
Whoa.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to another episode of the BBC podcast. That is the big black, we mean between both cheeks. I'm Becca, and I'm here with Luba today.
Hello.
And we have a special guest with us. You may have heard of her. Otherwise, I don't know, you might be living under a rock. We have Heather here from The Mermaid SD and Glitter Wax Creations and the Waxers BFF Box. Did I miss anything, Heather? Is there more?
Oh, no. I mean, I'm always working on more, but that pretty much explains it for the moment. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks. We're so excited. So first, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you became an esthetician, that journey, and how you've grown into not only an esthetician, but a businesswoman of all hats.
So I've been licensed for 13 years now in January, and I started out really just kind of going working for random different jobs. Like after I got my license, I worked at like the CVS beauty department and receptionist for salons, and like had no idea what I wanted to do, and then ended up going to work at European Wax Center. And it's not for everyone, but it worked for me for 7 years. I was with them. And then I decided that I wanted more and I wanted to have control over my own schedule. So I left and had a crazy journey of starting my own thing and working for them for like 6 months, starting in a room out of my parents' house that I was there solo for 6 months. And then I moved into my first commercial space, which was very exciting. And then about 6 months after that, I decided I was wanting to and ready to expand, even though I had just got into this one space. There was some California laws that actually changed that allowed me to do a few different things with like labor laws. And I was maybe wanting to get into microblading, but that didn't end up happening. So that's why I switched into a different suite that allowed me to do more that I'm in now, which is a 4-room kind of spa that is bigger with what I wanted to do. But once I moved into this new location that I'm at, which I've been for 3 years, it was not even 6 weeks later that I was shut down from COVID when that happened in 2020. So I had spent half of my savings on renovating this new location to move into, went on vacation with my parents because January is typically a slower month for the industry. So I usually do vacations in January, and then got back 6 weeks later, the whole like world shut down, and I'm in California and we were shut down for a total of like 7 months. So it was very intense, surreal situation. And my business was going great, but when I was shut down, I hadn't been set up to do anything other than seeing clients yet. So I completely panicked trying to figure everything out, but it ended up being kind of a blessing in disguise, which is a really kind of cool situation because it gave me the ability to do a few things that I hadn't had the time or knowledge yet to do. So I started offering Zoom classes for other professionals, which became really popular because my first one was all about vajayshals, because this was, you know, a couple of years ago when vajayshals were becoming really popular in the industry, but no one really knew of a specific like protocol or how it's different from the face and other areas and all those concerns. So I created a protocol that's for with and without waxing for vajayshals. And then I did other requests. People were requesting like fanny facial online classes and Brazilian hard wax classes, and then how to grow your business kind of classes. And then the following year in 2021, I was able to get them all professionally filmed and edited online for anyone to do at any time. So that was amazing. But the other thing was in 2020, going back, I actually launched my brand Glitter Wax Creations, and Glitter Wax Creations are a specialty glitter blends that can be used in any wax type or brand. They can also be used in jelly masks and nail art too. Oh. But it's a way to make the waxing experience and jelly masks a lot more fun for the waxer, but the clients love it, and it attracts so much attention on social media, and ads get so much more views with using this. So it's fun, but it also serves a purpose to attract attention to your business. And in 2020, I launched Glitter Wax Creations in March. So it was literally 2 weeks after COVID happened. I was scheduled to launch this business and I freaked out. I didn't know what to do. I consulted multiple industry professionals on what to do. Should I launch? Should I like wait? I don't know. And some of them were like, I don't know, maybe wait and see. But other ones were like, what are you waiting for? Just do it. Don't wait. And I'm so glad that I listened to them, because now it's 3 years later and I have this amazing brand that is growing every day and people love. So it's been a really crazy couple of years for me, but there's always more things that I'm doing. I do hands-on classes for wax training. And so many more things. So that's just a little bit about me.
Just a little bit. Oh my God. So I love that you said in 2020, not only did you just move into this spa that you renovated and you had to be shut down, but you were also launching your glitter. Were you planning the glitter for a while leading up to this and you knew it was going to be launching, or was it in response to the spa being shut down?
So this was something that was planned. It took me, before I launched Glitter Wax Creations, I had been working on it for almost a year or over a year, coming up with, I mean, the whole first process of this was starting with like research and product testing and everything before, because when you launch your own brand, there's so much that goes into it, you know, with all of the testing and products and branding and packaging and promotions and everything. So I had that date planned in, I think it was like the end of March. So that's why I was like, oh my God, I'm shut down. I'm supposed to be launching this new brand. Like, what am I doing with my life?
Oh my God. What timing, hey?
But like I said, it's kind of a blessing in disguise that I had, you know, that coming out, and then worked with the situation to create, you know, the Zoom classes, which turned into online classes and hands-on classes. So it was all kind of a blessing.
Yeah. We launched right in 2020 as well. So girl, we know.
Yeah, we know.
Crazy journey for everyone.
Yeah.
Okay. And I have a question about your glitter, because this is a very hot topic and can be controversial with some people. How is your glitter different, or is it different from just craft glitter? What would happen if you put craft glitter into a wax pot?
Yeah, so Glitter Wax Creations, I created specifically to make sure that it's safe for all wax types and brands. So it can be used in hard wax, soft wax, sugaring paste, jelly masks, and nail art too. So it's something that will not, unlike craft glitter, it will not hurt your wax or the client in any way. So the specific material, the sizing, the colors, the everything that it's made up of will not hurt your wax. So if you're using some craft glitter, they can end up like bleeding the color into the wax or dissolving, or it can scratch your client from being certain cuts and certain sizes and everything. So I made sure that what I have is specifically safe for waxing. So it's not going to leave any glitter left on the skin, and it's not going to hurt the wax or the client in any way.
And it's not going to melt with the heat.
Yeah. So the heat was a factor, the different waxes for the heat and the consistency. It's not going to change the consistency. It's not going to hurt anything, basically. It just makes sure that you have a really fun and attention grabbing kind of experience with the waxing. So that's what I was saying. It goes a lot of research and kind of testing to go into that. So I created, I first came out with like 5 different glitter blends, and they're mixes of a couple different blends. And I came up with really fun names of them. So they're not just one color. It's kind of mixes of like 2 to 4 to 5 different colors in each of the blends that I have for special kind of looks and themes and really fun names like Boss Babe and Unicorn Vibes and Born to Sparkle.
Cute. I love it. Now, Luba, what are you thinking? Because Luba owns waxing salons as well as Bright. Would you put glitter wax creations into your wax?
So I'm not an esthetician, so I only come from the business side of it and the consumer side of, like, I am a waxing client. So I'm glad that you addressed that it doesn't leave it on the skin, because the first thing that came into my mind was I'm going to get a Brazilian wax and there's going to be a bunch of glitter up in there. And then my second thing is, what is the purpose of it? Because who sees it? I don't watch the wax get laid on me. So is it for the consumer or is it for the professional?
Yeah, it's for both, because of, you know, you're not going to have a glittery vajayjay. That's not going to be what you're left okay. with. I know that's a funny common question that I like to cover. But like I said, it's something that really excites the waxer. You know, when you are mm-hmm. doing something all day, every day, especially for years, if you're a seasoned waxer working in the industry for a long time, not until recently has wax become a little bit more pretty or fun. You know, it's really been kind of plain, boring, solid colors, clear. And that's not really attracting and fun for me specifically, which is why I created the brand. I was using a clear wax and I'm like, this is so boring. So I wanted something prettier, but it's not going to hurt the skin, leave glitter on the skin. And it's, like I said, it's going to be very attracting for social media. So that's the thing, is it's become really amazing for people to be able to do these melting videos. So that's where I came up with the idea to do these molds. So I have these silicone molds that are available to purchase through me as well, but they're fun shapes so that you can have that melting video with the glitter that has gone viral on like TikTok and Instagram. And then you can just use the glitter in the wax too. So this is something that you can really use for social media to help get more attention to your page. I've had people who use it as their advertising on social media, and it has shown that they've dramatically gotten more views and interest in their ads because of the eye attracting kind of qualities. But I've also personally, me as a waxer, have had so many first time clients come to me to get waxed because they saw how pretty and awesome my wax was. So wow. anything that we can do in the industry to get people excited about getting their hairs ripped out of their body, I think is a plus.
So now, where is the product manufactured? Is it made in the US? Is it made overseas?
I believe the raw materials are made overseas, because a lot of the glitter kind of factories are not so much in the US, but everything is made, or everything is hand mixed and packaged and everything by me and my few team people. So once we get the raw materials, we make up all the different custom blends, we bag it, we seal it, we ship it, everything. So all of that is all done through us.
That is so
cool. And where are you shipping from? What state are you in?
I'm Kenton, California.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and what usually is area, like
kind of part of the state.
Oh, sorry, where?
The Bay Area.
Oh, the Bay Area. Nice. Cool.
Perfect. And then what's the turnaround time to get the product?
For like customers?
Mm-hmm.
Usually within a few days I can ship. Sometimes it's the same day or the next day. I did have my assistant that was helping me with business stuff for the last year, and unfortunate events with horrible husbands had her have to move away. So now I am back to doing it myself. So doing my best to be on top of everything and to try to get someone else in here to help me with running everything, because as you heard, I am a very busy person and just doing my best. Also a mom. So It can be like most likely next day, but sometimes it can take a couple of days to ship out.
Perfect. I'm just asking because Valentine's Day is right around the corner. And I'm wondering when we post this, if you're going to be flooded with orders. And you know what? This is maybe something that I would now be open to, that I have the information. Because at first I know, I was like, no, I'm not a believer in this. I don't understand it. I think it's going to scratch the skin. I think it's going to leave. It's like what went through my mind was like sand in your vagina when you're at the beach.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Like, that's what went through my head. I was like, oh my God, there's going to be like a, if I take off my pants. But if you're saying that this is going to work for social and stuff, listen, I'm going to give it to Megan, who's my manager there, and I will report back.
Yeah. That's something that I, in the beginning of launching this, a lot of people had those similar questions and continue to. So I try to address that on social media and kind of regularly inform people what the difference between craft glitter is and my brand Glitter Wax Creations. And the fact, you know, that's not going to hurt the client or the skin or the wax or anything. So that's what really makes this stand out. Because if you just went and got craft glitter from the store, it could be a completely different story. You know, this is tried and tested and proved and branded and everything. When something else, you could hurt your client or hurt the wax that you spend a lot of money on. So it's just why risk trying to do that? And this is all set out for you, guaranteed. Amazing different blends. I also have different products on the Glitter Wax Creations website. Like the recent launch was first time Brazilian wax award stickers for you to give out to your clients for their first Brazilian wax ever. And those have been extremely popular. And then I have other things like the wax pot crystal knobs for on top of the wax pot to replace. So just fun, pretty attracting things for your work environment, because we get bored. You know, we do this for years and years, like make your space your own, have fun with it, and be happy and love what you do is kind of my purpose and message.
Totally. And then do you have recommendation for colors? Like if someone is using a pink wax, what is like the best color to go, the best glitter to go with it? Or if they're using a blue wax or a clear wax, like,
It really is up to you. There's some people who I've seen videos of like really contrasting colors that look really cool, or they choose, you know, colors on like their business kind of branding colors or based off of their wax. So it's really up to you. The only thing that you want to take into consideration is with creamy, like the heavy, heavy creamy waxes, it can look more like a confetti and a little bit of sparkle confetti, instead of like the clear, the more gel-like waxes have more of that shine and that sparkle because you can see through them. So they both still show up and look amazing, but it can look a little bit different from creamy waxes versus more of the gel-based kind of waxes.
Cool. And will it show up in all colors? Like, for example, I saw this morning you posted that you were shipping an order to Black Coral Wax, and they have wax that is black. So would your glitter show up?
It's incredible. It's incredible in black wax. I was nervous the first time I tried it when I was launching the brand. I'm like, oh God, I hope it will work. And it did. And it looks so amazing. So just how it would look in clear wax, it looks that kind of same in the black wax. Like it is just gorgeous. Any color looks amazing. Black Coral Wax is a distributor for Glitter Wax Creations, as well as Spa Order, California Skincare Supply. And I have my first international distributor in Australia recently. So,
oh my God, can you share who or not yet?
For Australia?
Yeah.
It's the Brow Shop Australia. So I think it's on Instagram, Brow Shop AUS, I believe.
Nice. Okay, go check them out. Now I have a question, and I don't know if you've heard this. Have you heard about the glitter conspiracy?
No.
No? Oh my God, you have to look it up since you work in glitter. So there's this conspiracy that the supply and demand of glitter, like across the world, is so off that there's not enough glitter to keep up with the demand. And some like reporter, I forget which station he worked with, but he called a VP of the biggest glitter manufacturer in the world. And he was asking the VP, like, why are y'all using so much glitter? Like, surely this is more glitter than what's needed in craft stores. And she said that their biggest purchaser is something that you would never think glitter was in, and she couldn't say anything more. So now there's this big conspiracy of like, where is all the glitter going, and why can't we know, and why would you put glitter in something that you would never see it in, and does that mean it's something we're consuming? And there's this whole rabbit hole. So if you ever can't sleep, look it up. It's insane. So people have all these ideas, like there's glitter in toothpaste, maybe it's boat paint because boats can be really big, maybe it's used as like filling and particle wood, like when you get cheap furniture, like
That's very interesting. Gotta
look it up, girl. Yeah.
I think I've heard a little something about that, but not too far down that rabbit hole. But I mean, me, I'm a glitter addict. So I've literally added glitter to paint. So my floors at the spa are purple glitter floors. Love. I have glitter painted like retail area. Like, it's ridiculous.
Behind you, you have the glitter.
Yeah. Right? I'll just like sprinkle it anywhere.
Oh my God. So maybe it's you that's buying up all the glitter.
Maybe. I was thinking that. How much glitter do you put in? Like, is there like a measurement? Like,
so it completely depends on the look that you want. So some people just add a teeny bit just to give it a little bit of a sparkle. I've even seen people dump like an entire 1 ounce bag of ours into their wax pot and be totally fine. So as long as there's more wax than glitter, it's not going to change the consistency of the wax. So it really just looks, that depends on the look that you want. But I did just recently launch this little like a really pretty rainbow kind of scoop that gives you a nice little ability just to kind of have a nice even scoop out of the bag to be able to easily put it in your wax without, you know, having glitter flying all over. Some people can be messy. I'm really clean when it comes to it, but had that an idea. And it just gives the ability to have a nice clean kind of scoop, and then you can just use that scoop or you can use multiple scoops. So it really depends on how sparkly you want to be.
Yeah, cute. You've really thought of everything, Heather.
Mm-hmm. I try. I really try.
Okay. And super quick before we go, tell us about the Waxers BFF box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Waxers BFF box was a subscription box that I created just for Waxers. So it'd have like different wax brands and retail items, online classes and everything. Currently, I am taking a little bit of a break from it. I need to reformulate the plan of the box. I do plan on coming back out with it, hopefully this year, but it got to the point where, you know, it was every 4 times a year. So it was every 3 months. And it was really hard during these last few years for people to come up with like the supply. And I was having, you know, like 200 boxes out at a time. And so it was just the back end of it was kind of a hard time, because creating a subscription box is a whole hell of a lot harder than you would ever anticipate. Mm-hmm. So I did the best I could, but it ended up being some hiccups and supply issues with some companies, people backing out, not holding up their end of promoting bargains, you know, all these things. So it just got too much for me. So I did take a pause, but I do plan to bring it back hopefully this year in a different way. But so many people love this box because it gave them ability to try a bunch of different brands and get the exposure of these new, especially small businesses. I always loved working with like women owned small businesses is always kind of a first for me. So it was a nice way for experienced waxers to be able to try new and different brands, as well as students or new waxers in the industry, or people who maybe do hair or skin more, but want to try to get back into the waxing or to offer new, interesting kind of services or products and everything for them to be able to try.
Love that. And where is the best place for anybody listening who wants to see more of what you do, maybe buy some product from you? Where's the best place for them to go?
So you can find me on Instagram. You can search The Mermaid Esty, ESTY, or you can look up, my tag is Live Love Beauty SC for Santa Cruz. But you can also on Instagram, Glitter Wax Creations. And then they have the glitterwaxcreations.com, and each of the Instagram bios is websites to my online classes and hands-on information, and then all the glitter wax creations and the swag products, you know, like the waxer award stickers and so much more.
Cute. And what is your TikTok? Because you're pretty big on TikTok too.
I just started using TikTok recently, so it's growing, but man, has it been kind of an interesting journey with that. You can search the Mermaid Esty on TikTok. I did just get a video hit 11 million views. Yeah, so that was really cool.
Wow.
But it seems really hit or miss on TikTok. You know, it's very interesting, and TikTok seems to be the best way for the targeted, you know, industry kind of people, like it would be for Instagram, but it is a really great way to get your products or your business viewed by a lot of people. And some people can also get paid by TikTok, which is always great to get more income for your business too.
Okay, sure. So go check her out at The Mermaid Esty, and we will have all of those links to all of those things in the show description. And we will talk to you all next week. Heather, thank you so much for coming on. I feel like I am going to go cover myself in glitter.
I just placed my order, so here we go.
Okay, you guys, so go to her website and go glitterfy your life. We'll put the link in the bio. And we'll see you all next week. If you can like, comment, and subscribe to the podcast, give us a rating, a 5-star review. It really helps us out. If you want to watch the video versions and see Heather's beautiful purple hair and glittery background, you can go to our YouTube channel, Bright Skincare, or just go to betweenbothcheeks.buzzsprout.com if you don't understand how to do any of those things we just said.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you.
Of course.